Now I would officially like to introduce you to the state of Florida's 19th Lieutenant Governor, Carlos Lopez Quintero.
During a ceremonial swearing-in, Governor Rick Scott announced the newly sworn-in Lieutenant Governor, who said he couldn't be happier.
Governor, thank you so much for this opportunity. Very proud to be part of this team and very excited about today and the days and months and years to come.
Despite the fact he's only been on the job a few days, lawmakers and reporters alike want to know what's on Carlos Lopez Quintero's agenda. Scott says for now, Lopez Quintero's main goal is to help him with his legislative agenda.
First off, he's responsible to make sure we get the $500 million tax cut. So the first thing we talked about when we sat down is, you know, what our agenda is. We want this $500 million back to Florida families. But on top of that, he's going to work with job creators around the state. He'll be traveling the state, making sure that we continue to build a state where your kids and your grandkids can get a great job.
According to the state constitution, the governor handpicks lieutenant governor who serves at the pleasure of the state's top elected official. But some feel that position should have more responsibility as in other states.
New Jersey has the governor gets to pick which agency or which, department they want the lieutenant governor to run.
Orlando Republican Representative Brian Nelson is the main author of a bill that would require the governor to assign the lieutenant governor to head a state agency or department. A similar Senate bill has been filed by Margate Democratic Senator Jeremy Ring. Nelson says he'll soon file the House companion, which is based on New Jersey's model.
Let's just say you've got a lieutenant governor that's got a real expertise in starting small businesses. Maybe you put him in charge of DEO. Maybe they've got they're a former superintendent of schools. Put them in charge, some kind of an educational department. So use their expertise in really promoting policy versus being more of just the right-hand man or gal for the governor.
And speaking to reporters on a swearing-in day, Lopez Quintero says taking over an agency is not on his mind right now.
Well, this is day one. Today's about the announcement. Today's about being sworn in. There's going to be many days to come to talk about those things.
Still, state lawmakers want to know what is on Lopez Quintero's mind, including those in the Hispanic Legislative Caucus. During a recent meeting, Democrats and Republicans talked to both the governor and lieutenant governor about their legislative priorities. Governor Scott dominated most of the conversation, as Miami Lakes Republican Representative Jose Oliva later pointed out.
I think we're all very proud to have the first Hispanic lieutenant governor. And I think he's going to do a great job, but I'd love to hear a little bit from him on what he thinks about what we need to do around the state and in particular how we can highlight the fact that Hispanics in the state are playing a major role, not just in elections, but in the general representation and the governing of the state.
The talk touched on in-state tuition for U.S.-born children of undocumented immigrants, but Lopez Quintero, like Scott, never made a full commitment to any one issue, except to say he's willing to act as a go-between.
I know the governor cares about all Floridians, and he cares about the individual issues that you guys have brought up. And to whatever extent I can act as a conduit for any of you guys to talk about your individual priorities, talk about your pieces of legislation, I'd be happy to. I know the legislative process. I can't say that I was the most successful at it, but I do know it, and I get it.
And Florida State University political scientist Charles Barrio says neither Scott nor Lopez Quintero are setting too many goals because they don't want to take any focus away from getting reelected, Lopez Quintero especially.
This is a near powerless lieutenant governor. Texas lieutenant governor is arguably more powerful than the governor because the lieutenant governor sets the Senate agenda. But that's not the case in Florida, so this lieutenant governor really serves at the pleasure of the governor. So he's not going to strike out with his own kind of model legislation or anything like that.
While it's uncertain what Scott will have Lopez Quintero do, Barrio says it's more than likely he'll help implement Scott's legislative goals or serve as a mostly ceremonial office holder.
He might just be, cutting ribbons. I don't know. So,
for WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.